Message number 1263. I was deemed to be a wicked man and a false prophet, and so they scourged me. Thursday, November 13, 2014 at 11:10. My dearly beloved daughter, I reveal to you today one of the greatest mysteries of the end times. The sequence of events leading up to the last day is akin to my crucifixion, which will be reenacted in every stage right up to the day when I will come again to salvage the world. When I was in the Garden of Gethsemane, I was isolated, alone, and grief-stricken because very few believed that I spoke the truth. My love for my Father sustained me, but my love for humanity meant that the torment which I endured, including mental and physical torture at the hands of Satan, was accepted by me, albeit with tremendous effort. How I suffered in that garden! How I begged my Father for relief! How heartbroken I was when the evil one showed me how the world would end! He taunted me, laughed at me, spat at me, and scoffed when he showed me the souls of my enemies who would one day tell the world that they served my church. This was like being shown my beloved apostles denounce me and then pledge their allegiance to Satan. He showed me the souls of the faithful whose voices would be deemed to be that of radical bigots and who would be accused of terrible crimes. I saw those who said that they represented me persecute the prophets and the visionaries, as well as those who would seek their destruction. I had to endure great darkness when I saw the world which I once inhabited become not only blind as to who I am, but who would never have been told about me. I was thrown to the ground, my face pressed into the soil, kicked, whipped, and my clothes torn off by Satan. He tormented me beyond my human capacity and under extreme endurance of the physical body. Despite this, I was given the strength to continue to face my inevitable crucifixion, which terrified me. My love for man, however, superseded my human fear. My sacred servants who will refuse to denounce me will also suffer a similar isolation. They will be disgraced and cast aside. Their isolation will not be condemned by my church because of fear within it. When I was scourged, those who carried out the most cruel and vile acts upon my body rejoiced. I was deemed to be a wicked man and a false prophet, and so they scourged me. They boasted of their holiness, their righteousness, and their knowledge of holy scriptures, while they vilified my body. They failed to accept the prophecy that their Messiah would come to save them. Those who will proclaim my second coming will endure the same treatment. When they stripped me naked, they wanted to humiliate me further, and so they dressed me in a red rag that barely covered me to further desecrate my body. But when they plunged thorns like needles into my head, they declared that the Son of Man was an impostor and therefore not worthy of acceptance. They tore my eye out of its socket, but the pain was inconsequential compared with their declaration that I was not accepted as the Savior of God's children. All of these things are to be reenacted soon when I, Jesus Christ, as head of my church, will be discarded and my crown taken away from me. A false leader, the Antichrist, will be substituted as my head, and unlike the sacrificial lamb, he will wear a glittering crown of gold. Beneath this facade will lie a rotten core, and along with the lies, falsities, blasphemies, and heresies that will pour from his mouth, he will deliver everything as if it were like the honey which pours from the honeybee's hive. Be under no illusion, the beast will have a beautiful appearance, his voice soothing, his demeanor grand. He will be handsome and appealing, but out of his mouth will pour venom that will poison your soul. When I carried my cross, I could not do this on my own. It was so heavy that I could only take one step at a time and walk very slowly. My body was torn in many places, and because of the blood loss I fainted many times, so weak was I. I was blinded in one eye, and the thorns on my head meant that the blood which poured from my wounds had to be continually wiped away by those who walked alongside me. Otherwise, I would never have been able to take another step forward. The same will be true of my remnant church, the last stable of my body. They will march just like I did, with a heavy cross, but despite the pain, the abuse, the suffering, and the bloodshed, they will endure until the end. For my precious blood will flow over their souls in tandem with my own sorrow, my own crucifixion. And on the day when they will no longer hold the daily sacrifices of the Mass, my presence will become extinct. When the day arrives for my body, my church on earth, to be finally plundered, crucified, and desecrated, all will change forever. It is my body, my church, while still alive in the world, which sustains life. But when it is destroyed, life as you know it will be over. When my church is betrayed, sacrificed, and discarded, just like my crucifixion, this will mark the end of time. Your Jesus.